which means he had been a slave.
Yeah, he was a slave for this firm down here, and he owned a big farm. And they were rebels, you see, and that's what caused the trouble.
Yeah.
Right through this area here. See, they'd keep in touch, and they'd keep scout around and find out where these boys were, you know. So this old gentleman was telling us over there about this boy. A bunch of them came in there, and they saw him coming, started out the back door to run, and said they had a high-tailing fence, and the boy knew if he went around the fence, they'd see him, and he started over. And just as he got on top, they shot him off. Well, that's, you know, that there. Pretty bad bit, that guy.
Yeah. Were there many slaveholders in this area, or was it mainly just small farms?
Just very few slaveholders.
Because I know today that there are very few blacks in this area. Are there very few blacks in this
very
area?
Very few.
That is amazing that there was still someone living who was a slave. Do you ever remember hearing many stories about, what it was like, say, back then? I mean, was it a plantation that this slave was a part of, or was it just a very, very small?
Well, we'd call it a plantation. They'd, this old man, I'd had this when I was talking about, he had 300 or 400 acres of land worked for me.
But I guess that was
my grandfather. He could have, but he didn't believe that. He didn't believe slavery, you see.
Well, now, do you know where your grandparents came from when they first settled here?
I should know. I've got a coat of arms. I can get it and let you read it.
Well, I mean, did most of them, say, come from North Carolina, or did they settle in this area, say, directly from when they came to the U.S.? I mean, you just happen to know.
No, I don't know. I don't know exactly where they came from. And some of them settled down here around Johnson City. And they, I don't know, they must have, one went on back here on there were three brothers. One settled down here at Buffalo, in Unicorn County.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, he settled here, and one went on back in North Carolina over here to But anyhow, there's a place over there called Buck Creek. He settled there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped, I remember, way back when I was a boy. My father and mother. We stopped down there, and I heard this man telling he was a buck. We ate dinner there. He said that his father went to see his brother that settled over here in North Carolina one time.
Mm-hmm.
And had to ride horseback, you know. And he told how long it took him. It took quite a while, you know, several days to get over there.